Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed a regional military base in northern Afghanistan, reportedly killing dozens of soldiers, one of the deadliest attacks on Afghan forces in recent times. Witnesses told VOA the insurgents were on board two Afghan army vehicles and were disguised as government soldiers. They targeted personnel of the Afghan National Army who were leaving a mosque following afternoon prayers. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. Mr. Turnbull spoke at a joint news conference with Mr. Pence in Sydney today.
China has the greatest leverage over North Korea. There is no question about that. So I've made this point to Chinese leaders over a long period of time. In fact, before I was Prime Minister, it is self-evident that China has the opportunity, and we say the responsibility, to bring pressure to bear on North Korea to stop this reckless and dangerous trajectory.
Vice President Pence added that all options remain on the table, but the U.S. is quietly confident that China will pressure North Korea on its weapons program. Meantime, there are reports of new activity at North Korea's missile test site. French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants was found near the gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris, wounding two others. The Islamic State did claim responsibility. French media reporting the attacker had been identified by police as one who was imprisoned for several years for shooting at police in the early 2000s. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, and VOA's Carla Babb was there.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that we sense a great change in the direction of American policy. He said it was a welcome change, a strategic change in American leadership. They praised the way that Secretary Mattis has talked against Iranian malign behavior in the region. They also talked about how they appreciated America's role in Syria and conducting that strike against the Syrian regime.
VOA's Carla Babb in Jerusalem. The U.S. missile strike targeted a Syrian airfield in response to Assad government's use of chemical weapons on civilians. Kenya's Ministry of Defense says its troops operating under the African Union mission in Somalia have destroyed an Al-Shabaab camp, killing 52 militants and seizing weapons. Kenya says other militants escaped with injuries, and that statement said that troops seized weapons, including 7 AK-47 rifles, ammunition, and explosive devices. Russia's main domestic intelligence agency, the FSB, says an assailant killed an employee of that agency and a civilian in eastern Russia. The U.S.-based intelligence group site says the Islamic State claimed the attack. Attacks on Russian law enforcement officials are rare outside a volatile northern Caucasus region. President Trump here in the United States says his administration will have a big announcement next week on overhauling the U.S. tax system. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order to review any tax regulations put into place by his predecessor, President Obama.
The first executive action instructs Secretary Mnuchin to begin the process of tax simplification. Such a big thing. People can't do their returns. They have no idea what they're doing. They're too complicated.
Review of U.S. tax regulations could give greater leeway to companies looking to shelter income overseas or simply seeking to reduce the time and money spent on completing personal and business tax filings. Global flow of remittances declined in 2016 for the second year in a row, potentially reducing access to health care, education, and food for millions of families in developing nations. A report from the World Bank and experts there says migrants sent $429 billion from wealthy nations back to their home countries during the year. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.